Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista.
So, this week's going to be a little bit more upbeat than last week.
That's probably good, but stuff like that is important to talk about,
too. It is, yes.
So, downbeat or no?
Yeah, I don't want to be as upset as I was last week, so.
Fair enough. It's also, this week's a little bit different for another reason, as part of your upbeatedness. What is different about this week, Brandon?
Well, we're recording outside because it's a beautiful day.
Beautiful evening.
It might, yes, it is the evening. It might sound a little funny, but we're going to go with it.
This is realistic recording. How about that?
What a lovely day and evening that we are having.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Brandon, what are we talking about this week?
What are we talking about this week? I think it's Tomorrowland.
This is what got shifted from last week to talk about this week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrowland. I was trying to think of something witty about talking about today and not tomorrow, but it didn't work. So,
Tomorrowland. Like, it doesn't work like Tomorrowland.
Nice. So before we get to that, though, Brandon, what is your nerd thing this week?
Nerd thing? Well, I don't know. I don't have a really good nerd thing this week, but we are recording outside because the weather is nicer, and
we're
moving into outdoor grilling season, and I've been messing around with grilling and charcoaling and smoking, so that's what I've been up to.
And I benefit from that.
Yeah, it's delicious steak and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. You could do more, and then I would benefit more.
Mm.
But yes, I'm good with that. Do you know what my nerd thing is?
Yeah, I want to know what your nerd thing is so much. It probably has to do with Animal Crossing.
No.
Oh.
It's June and I'm a teacher.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm moving into my last full week of school here.
Your nerd thing, not your student's nerd thing.
But I'm confused.
Nah.
I have 7 days left of school, so that's exciting.
7 days.
Exactly. The last day of classes, and one of my students brought me flowers. It was really nice.
Oh, flowers!
Yeah. And it was really nice, and so they were all very sentimental and such and so forth. So, yeah, 7 days. Also, Brandon, what are you drinking?
Well, we're outside, so I'm having a nice, cold peach neutral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those. It's like our standard summertime drink.
Yeah, summertime, mm-hmm. and I'm just enjoying the sunshine. Nice. So, what about you?
I am drinking a White Claw pineapple.
White Claw.
Yeah, we talked last week about how that may be seen basic, and I'm just going to embrace that and go with it, because all that stuff we said last week.
Exactly.
Normally now, if we had a new review, we would read a review. But there's actually, while we're on this little bit of referring to last week, we got a very nice message from probably, I would like to say she's our number one fan.
Yeah, almost definitely, yes.
She said she considers herself a number one fan.
And
too,
I think
that is
fair.
Accurate.
Yep.
So Lindsay sent a message about our last week's podcast episode. And if you haven't heard it, I do recommend it. It's quite a different one. But she sent a lovely message. I just wanted to share part of it because it actually, we talked about how hard it is to like know how to respond to the trolls. You don't feed the trolls, but if you don't say anything, right?
It is difficult, yeah.
Yeah. She said, anyway, I try very hard not to engage with any negative comments to avoid giving squeaky wheels extra power. But what I do tend to do is then post a separate, more positive comment. I don't ever want to try to argue with anyone on social media platforms, since it's rare you can change their mind, but I don't want to be a bystander either. So I find if you post something more positive, you actually get more likes and love. So I wish I could flood those forums with positivity, because stepping back isn't always the answer either. And I thought that was a really good idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really tough because, like I said last week, you don't want to get into an argument on the internet.
No.
They'll drag you down to their level,
mm-hmm.
and beat you with experience. Exactly.
And then she added, it makes me sad in so many ways. It seems like society's regressing. The hopes of accepting the mutants or disarming the Empire seem as far out of reach as they were in the decades those stories began. I guess all we can hope for is folks like us to continue wave the banners of acceptance. I definitely saw that happen. I want to give a shout out because she helped her aunt at Calgary Comic Expo, and I'm not sure about the details about her aunt's thing, but I can definitely find that out. But it's also shout out to Calgary Comic Expo, which is always fun.
Those in-person nerd mm-hmm. events are always very accepting.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's like a safe space in general. Yeah, like, in general. Mm-hmm. Bad things can happen there, too. It is nice to see that when you're in person, people are usually nicer. Yeah.
So the self-proclaimed geeks of the world really do come together and unite at those kind of events. Hopefully, the love true fans have for both entertainment and humanity can continue to positively influence the fandoms we all adore one wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey step at a time. So I just wanted to share that because it was awesome.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Yeah, thanks, Lindsay. You're awesome. So that I definitely want to share. And a nice tip as to how to deal with that kind of thing, too. On a, like you said, more positive moment, moving ahead this week, we have a Ms. Marvel episode and an Obi-Wan episode to talk about.
Oh, so much content. Mm-hmm. We are spoiled right
we
now.
Are.
June is absolutely crazy this year.
Mm-hmm.
With just chock-a-block full of content.
Yep. Well, it's like they were catching up from before and then adding more stuff. It's a whole thing.
Okay, so let's start with Obi-Wan.
Okay.
What are you thinking about Obi-Wan?
Oh, I really, really, really
There's
like
only
it.
One episode left.
I'm going to be kind of sad. Like, it seems like it's gone by so fast.
I'm going to say I'm super bummed out.
That it's done?
Because there's only one episode left.
Yeah, me too. I could do with it being 8 episodes.
We're talking about toxic Star Wars fans, and there's been some complaints about this series, as we talked about.
Yep.
I think it's been awesome. And I'm really sad that there's only one episode left because I think they could do a lot more.
Yep.
With these actors and this subject matter.
I'm kind of hoping this is a season one, but I'm.
I don't think so.
Not thinking yet.
I don't think so. I hope that episode 6 is just absolutely crazy. Episode 5 was pretty crazy as well.
Oh my
goodness. We got some good stuff.
We've gotten some
good stuff in this series. So
hard to do this without spoilers. We will definitely be talking about it more in depth down the road. But yeah, awesome. Just awesome.
Really cool.
Ms. Marvel.
Okay, so I was on record on this podcast that I was not super excited for this series.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been my least anticipated MCU thing ever.
Yep.
And shame on me. Shame.
Well, you're not the target audience, so you weren't expecting
it. I was not, but I also am because it's like a love letter to Marvel fans, right?
Right? Yeah, it's really cool. And one of the things that was in the news was that it is by far the lowest viewed Disney Plus show, but highest viewed among age, I think it was like 18 to 24 year olds, and highest viewed in some of those diverse regions where Marvel hasn't necessarily gotten in there.
The trailers and everything, it was a little bit of a tougher sell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was not excited about it, and they didn't do a good job of selling it to me. It wasn't necessarily for me, but it also is.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome. Highly recommend.
It's awesome to
and
watch,
it's super
and
fun.
If you're a fan of the MCU at all, it's totally worth it. It's really fun, and Iman Vellani is
awesome.
Just really, really good. Like she knocks this role out of the park.
Yeah,
it's written
for her basically.
It basically like she embodies Kamala Khan fully, and
she is Kamala Khan.
It's really it's just cool to see. So
yeah, man, very cool. All right. Speaking of shows, let's head to the news, because we have some shows to talk about in the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, do you want to talk shows news first, or do you want to talk Disney Parks news first?
Well, let's go to the show, because I have some things to say.
Okie doke.
About the show, there was a recently announced brand new animated show from Dave Filoni of Clone Wars.
Yes.
And Mandalorian.
And you mean the Saving Star Wars?
Yeah, he's basically Captain Star Wars now.
Okay, yeah.
But he's going gung-ho on this new animated show called Tales of the Jedi.
Okay.
And it's a mini-series, and there are 6 episodes. And 3 of the episodes are going to focus on Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
In the Clone Wars style.
Yes.
It's going to kind of go through her origin story, Like, they're going to show her as a little baby.
Oh, they're going all the way back.
All the way back. Oh, and okay. her getting recruited to the Jedi Order by Plo Koon. You've met him in the Clone Wars.
Oh, okay. Been a while.
Yeah. And then the other three episodes are going to be focused on Count Dooku, which is going to be an interesting kind of like dark and light and, yes, juxtaposition and all that kind of thing. So that's interesting.
Mm.
Filoni described the series with the phrase, two paths and two choices.
Mm.
I'm digging it.
Yeah, I'm curious.
It's going to be very, very short because it's only six episodes, okay, and each episode's only 15 minutes long.
Do we know
long.
When this is?
I know. It's kind of in development right now, but okay. It's very, very short. So okay.
This is cool. This is exciting.
Yeah, more Star Wars content. I can always have more Star Wars content.
No kidding. And you said there was another show to talk about.
Okay. And going back to the MCU, they have announced that they're officially making a Wonder Man series.
Which I had never heard of before.
I'm going to be honest. I'm pretty nerdy. I had never heard of Wonder Man either. But apparently he's in the comics. And there was going to be some hints of him in the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Just some Easter eggs.
Interesting.
Where he was going to be in movie posters in Guardians of the Galaxy, and in the movie posters, it was Nathan Fillion.
Which is kind of awesome.
Which is kind of awesome. And then everyone's thinking, okay, they've announced this Wonder Man show, Nathan Fillion should be Wonder Man.
Right.
Because it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek comedy thing.
Okay.
And the people attached to this, the writers, are famous for writing comedy series.
You said like Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Community.
Okay.
They have.
So very irreverent humor kind of thing.
Yeah.
Things. Okay.
So that's cool. And the director from Shang-Chi is attached as well.
We do like Shang-Chi.
Yeah, Shang-Chi was freaking amazing. So there's some theories about this, but I mean, it's too early to tell. But
it's
yeah.
coming.
Yeah. Wonder Man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not Wonder Woman.
No.
That's DC.
Different.
That's totally completely different. No, Wonder Man's kind of goofy in the comics. And
Yuck.
We're Yuck. Yeah.
Goofy?
I
was a really embarrassing goofy impression I just tried to do.
Yeah, it was.
So much so you didn't even know what I was doing.
I didn't at first. I got there at the end, but yeah, no. But we're getting that, so I don't know. Some people think it might tie into like the Thunderbolts or
that's cool.
Something I don't know.
Well, and then the other
West
one
Coast
is,
Avengers.
And the other thing we heard is, of course, White Vision in the comics is tied to the West Coast Avengers. So there's like a link there. And we had West Vision in WandaVision. We had White Vision in WandaVision.
Yes. And he flew away, and we're waiting for him to come back.
Oh, yeah, because
so.
We know he's going to. They just like leaving those little threads all over the place.
There's a little thread. So, yeah, maybe Wonder Man is the solution to that.
Or it could be something 10 years from now. Who knows? But, yeah, cool. I like it. Parks news? Okay, let's start at Disney World, because it seems like all the time there are fights in Disney World. But this one
Florida.
Is...
Florida.
What?
Florida Man says...
But this one at Magic Kingdom actually led to hospitalization of a woman with bleeding on her brain.
Lovely.
And it was over a viewing spot for a Disney Enchantment fireworks.
Well, I mean, those fireworks are very important. It's
apparently.
You should probably not make someone bleed from the brain.
Probably.
I don't know.
Pro tip. Extra garbage cans have been installed in the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind unload area. Hey, if you've ridden this, can you comment? As someone who suffers from motion sickness, this is concerning me, but I really want to go on it. I mean, I probably will anyway.
It makes me laugh. Just take some gravel.
Maybe
take some gravel for this. It's called Cosmic Rewind, and I'm pretty sure you go backwards.
There's some winding.
And there's lots of screens. But I did see a tiny clip from this at the end.
Oh, I haven't yet. Okay.
And it's Chris Pratt as Star-Lord talking about how he's excited to be in Epcot. And he's talking about all these things from the 80s.
Oh, because when he left.
Because he's from the 80s, and he's like, I'm excited to go see all these things that aren't there anymore.
And like no one wants to tell him.
Yeah, it's really...
That's
it's
funny
really,
and sad.
It's like really inside Disney stuff, yeah. And it's...
I like... Well, I do
love
like
it.
That. I do like
it's
that.
It's so funny.
Well, what do you mean? Things that used to be in... That are cool and that aren't anymore. We're going to talk about that. It's Tomorrowland. That's basically
it's all Tomorrowland. It's Tomorrowland, yes.
Okay, before we do that, Disneyland news. So, speaking of Tomorrowland, I thought this was poignant and timely. There are rumors of a possible Space Mountain retheme.
Space Mountain.
To Lightyear.
Oh.
Because Lightyear opened this week.
So they have done lots of different overlays for Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Namely, Hyperspace Mountain, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be pretty good.
Yep.
And Ghost Mountain? What was it?
I don't remember what it was called. Something like that.
And the ghost one, no one liked. but Hyperspace, they've brought back a few times, so... I don't know. It works or it doesn't work. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I would like to do Hyperspace Mountain.
I would too. I think it looks really cool.
It looks cool. Like, the Star Wars music would go well with Space Mountain.
So, this, though, they're not talking about an overlay. They're talking about an overhaul. With, like, ties to Lightyear.
I would be surprised if they did that. Yeah. But, okay.
Okay. And then one little news item about the Disney Cruise Line. You know how there's the Disney Wish?
Yes.
Do you know how there's an Avengers encounter thing on it?
Yes.
Ms. Marvel's going to be in it, too.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Ms. Marvel is awesome.
All the Ms. Marvel, please, and thank you. Yeah, okay. Other news. Oh, my goodness, there's so much Lightyear stuff. It is crazy. So if you are at all a fan of this, like we said, the movie came out on Friday.
We have not seen it yet.
Reviews are pretty positive, though.
I didn't know what to think about this.
Yeah, and we kept saying that.
Everything I've heard about it is positive, so
mm-hmm.
I guess we're going to have to see it at some point.
I guess so. And so there's a bunch of merch, but also Buzz Lightyear, as he's depicted in Lightyear, like the astronaut, is now greeting guests at Tomorrowland at Disneyland.
Oh.
Also, you know how you have your gauntlet that you really
like? Okay, I wanted to talk about this.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you've seen it or not.
Yes, so they used the same mold
mm-hmm.
as the... Nano Gauntlet
yes.
Sipper.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks exactly the same, but it's recolored as Buzz Lightyear holding a cup, and he's got his like little there's like a light up info screen
right.
on the wrist, but it's the same mm-hmm. mold as the Nano Gauntlet. And so what I said is it's to Infinity Stones and beyond.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, hold on. You need a high five
for
this.
Yeah.
That was really good. Oh, okay. I lost it now. That was funny. That was really good. I don't know. I think it looks cool, and people are, of course, referencing the part in Toy Story where Buzz takes off his arm and throws it at Woody's head.
That is good, too, yeah. Because Buzz does have detachable arms.
Exactly.
Because he's a toy.
Because he's a toy, yeah. This Lightyear is
the
not
original,
a toy.
The original Buzz, anyway. Yeah, this is
exactly.
We were talking about this.
Yes.
I want to see a post-credit scene in this movie. I don't know if it's true or not, because we haven't seen it yet.
No, this is just what you want.
This is what I want. I wanted a post-credit scene of this Buzz Lightyear movie to be Andy watching the Buzz Lightyear movie.
As a little boy.
As a, like, young, super young Andy, and being like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, because that's the premise behind this. This is the movie that Andy went to
and
when he wanted the Buzz Lightyear
toy. He wanted the Buzz Lightyear toy when
him
he
and
was
every other kid.
6 years old
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, old. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like Lightyear, there's a bunch of merch, and you should check it out. Are you opening a new drink?
I am opening a new drink. I was trying to do it quietly. It was not quiet. Sorry.
Okay. Shang-Chi has returned to Avengers Campus in Disney California
yes!
Adventure. And this is exciting. This is the first time they've had a return not tied to, like,
yeah.
a man of movie.
It's just because Shang-Chi is awesome, and mm-hmm. I would like to meet Shang-Chi.
Me too. I think it'd be very cool. Other news that just came out, like, today about entertainment and media. So, first of all, Strange World, Disney Animation Studio Strange World, will have the company's first openly gay teen romance in a feature film. Considering.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of cool.
Because there is a very prominent same-sex couple in
Lightyear. Oh, I was going to talk about that.
Actually,
yeah.
which...
It banned it in different 14 countries due to a same-sex kiss that has been added back to the film. They said, like, if you take this out of the film, we'll show it. And Disney went, nah. So they left it in. And now it's been banned in 14 countries, which actually makes me want to see it more.
Literally, yeah. that's
So if you've seen Lightyear, and we want to know your thoughts about it, so ready? Are you ready for it? Buzz over to social media.
Oh, and... no, that's rough. No? I'm going to have to ban you in 14 countries now. And for a much better reason than being homophobic.
That's fair. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I thought it was funny. Anyway, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, it's funny, but not ha-ha funny. So, which is also owned by Disney now.
What?
That's a Simpsons quote.
Oh, yes, that's true. It is. Mm-hmm. And Strange World is coming this November. I don't have a specific date on that, but speaking of November, we did get a date for the Zootopia Plus series that we saw.
Oh.
Remember seeing that on Investor's Day meeting?
That was on like Disney Plus.
Disney Plus Day
last year.
Yeah.
And we were like, I don't know what this is. Yeah.
Well, it is coming on November 9th, so we'll find out more
about
it.
It'll be after Disney. It's been... a whole Disney Plus day since, but that's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, it's totally fine. And then the other news I did have about Wonder Man, and I have one more thing for you. So we have a director.
Wonder Man, not the Tenacious D song.
No. One more. So you know how there was rumors about Hercules coming to the big screen? There is a live action version. There is indeed a live action Hercules coming. The Russo brothers is going to produce, and Guy Ritchie is going to direct.
Like Hercules in the MCU, or just like Hercules?
Just Hercules.
Okay, because Hercules is a character in Marvel Comics.
That's right.
We're seeing Zeus in Thor: Love and Thunder. Mm-hmm. So I when you said Hercules,
you were like excited, and I destroyed your hopes.
I was like, Are they gonna go there? Have Hercules in Marvel Hercules? But I'm excited for a Hercules show. I actually really enjoyed the Kevin Sorbo Xena adjacent Hercules.
That's right.
That was a fun show back in the 90s.
Because
I'm a
90s
baby,
yes.
So you can do fun stuff with Hercules.
And we liked the animated one. I mean, that was some of the best music after. Post-Renaissance.
Yes. It could have been better. But
there
was...
Zero to
Hero is good. The His chorus line was very good.
But I'm gonna go the distance. That one?
Yeah.
I liked Meg's song.
Yeah.
Meg's, she won't say she's in love, and they've got the doo-wop muses and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. The muses stole that.
Oh, 100%.
Stole that movie.
The only issues with that movie... Okay, we're running away here, but the only issues with that movie was like the pacing, which wasn't the music. So maybe they'll even it out a little bit more with an update.
Danny DeVito as a little imp guy.
I'm so excited.
Perfect.
I think he's the imp guy. Phil.
Oh, so they're doing a live action remake of Hercules
of
the Disney Hercules.
Yes.
Okay. You didn't lead with that. I was very confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure he's Phil.
He's going to be Phil again.
I don't know if he for sure is, but that's like the push online, right?
That would, like, I mean...
Need to make this while Danny DeVito can still be Phil, otherwise I'm not going.
Yes, they did bring back James Earl Jones for Mufasa for the live-action remake of Lion King. Some people thought his voice wasn't great because he's really old, but... Who else can you have as Mufasa?
No,
100%, it's just like they're using the AI assisted voice of James Earl Jones for Darth Vader in the Obi-Wan series. Like that.
There's one voice for that.
It's one voice.
And then I have one more. I almost forgot. One more news item.
Okay. I'm just going off on
things.
That's, I'm sorry.
I led you there.
Yeah.
Okay. But I wasn't going to mention this because it's not like super news, but it is kind of interesting. So, you know how the Splash Mountain Princess and the Frog changes are coming, but where there's all that, how long is that going to take?
We're waiting with bated breath. We are excited because we did get to see the old one one last time.
Yeah. And there was all those rumors about maybe it's 2023, like who knows. But Trita Carter, who is the lead Imagineer on the transformation of Splash Mountain, and she did this interview and she talked about, you know, like just climbing the ranks in Imagineering and things like that. But she talked a lot about like the immense pressure she is under to like get it right.
Yes, and let me just say, it's kind of cool to hear that it's a she that is the lead Imagineer on it. a black female.
Yes, it is.
That's really good.
Take like, note what we were talking about last week.
Like,
yep.
Yeah. So totally. I think that's really good, and hopefully they all pull it off.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because we do really like Splash Mountain.
We do. And I was really,
I think it's a cool ride.
It's one of my favorites. I have three favorites that are tied because I'm good at picking things.
But they can bring it into the modern era.
Yeah.
And it's,
I just don't want to lose Splash Mountain.
It can still be really cool and hopefully slightly less problematic.
Well, the thing is, because it's not the attraction itself. It's that it was an attraction they did.
All the context.
Yes, exactly. Surrounding it.
Of, mm-hmm. Yes.
Of the story they used.
The source that they used for
where
the
really
attraction.
They just wanted a flume ride. They just happened to use the source. So, I mean, at the heart of it, it's going to stay a flume ride. So then, like, why is everyone up in arms? Including me. I am, too, because I'm like, I love this ride, and I don't want to lose it. But I also get it. And now that I have ridden it one more time, I feel a little bit better.
I've always enjoyed the story of Briar Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I know
it's not
a little
just,
bit more of the historical context of it, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, that's fine. You know what? My only thing is I wish they weren't, because they've like completely gotten rid of Zippity Doodah from everything. And I like that song.
It's a cool song. Like, I don't know.
But I mean, like, I get if they're just like, no, we're not going near it, then they're not going near it.
It's a tough situation. It's not for me to say. So.
Agreed. Let's head to the main topic, shall we?
Okay.
At the park. Okay, so you know how in the news I said there was a Buzz Lightyear thing?
Tomorrow.
We love you. You're there tomorrow.
It's always a day.
Are you gonna do it?
Okay, you're going to have to edit that out.
No, I'm going to keep
that
in there.
Okay, you're going to keep it right in there, okay.
Definitely. Maybe I should, like, just play it every 10 minutes or so.
Wow. Anyway, Tomorrowland.
Okay, let's do the rundown of info first, then we have thoughts. We have thoughts, and we're already at, like, 28 minutes, so this will be fun. Okay, so Tomorrowland is one of the five original lands of Disneyland, yes?
It is, indeed.
It is themed to the future and outer space. It opened in July 1955. That's what one of the original lands means.
You know how long ago 1955 is? We are living in, like, the far-flung future from 1955.
It is true. So. It had its largest overhaul in 1967, so that's pretty quick after...
That's about 60 years ago. It's, like, 57 years ago. I mean, I'm not telling a lie. It's a long time ago.
So it had its largest overhaul in 1967, was modified again in 1998. The major attraction is probably Space Mountain, but it's also home to Star Tours, which is a pretty major one, which is really exciting. Tomorrowland was originally referred to as the World of Tomorrow and then changed into Tomorrowland. What was funny is when it opened in 1955, the land itself would be set in the then far-off year of... Ready?
1985.
1986, it was so
good. I just said 1985 because that's when you were born,
Tomorrowland was the last land to complete construction, and several of its attractions were not yet ready to open with the rest of the park on opening day. You know,
Space Mountain wasn't there.
No.
It wasn't even a glimmer in anyone's eye at that point.
And but I was like, that's not news. A lot of stuff wasn't working on July 17th, 1955.
When Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down, the pirates don't eat the tourists. I know that. I know that wasn't an opening day attraction.
I get so mad at me. Every time.
It's just a Jurassic Park commercial, quote.
It's wrong.
And it is wrong, but there's also a Jurassic Park movie out this weekend, so...
Okay, fine. Which we also haven't seen. We have stuff to watch, Brandon.
I don't think it's a very good movie, which makes me very upset, because the original Jurassic Park is one of my favorite movies.
I know, but I want to watch it and, like, bring stuff back, and there'll be lots of, like, references that'll make us happy, and the rest of the movie won't, but that's fine. Okay, so the Moonliner rocket from Rocket to the Moon was the tallest structure at Disneyland before the construction of the Matterhorn. Now, the Matterhorn kind of straddles Tomorrowland and Fantasyland. because it is supposed to be a fantasy, but because it's a little bit more high speed, well, it is way more high speed action-y, it's often considered more like Tomorrowland. And a majority of the initial attractions in the original
And you can also see it from Tomorrowland. Yeah, oh, you can see it. And there's one of the sides of the track is called the Tomorrowland track, because you like go through the mountain and you can see Tomorrowland.
Yep, it's actually a really good view from there.
It is, yeah.
Tomorrowland originally was a lot of corporate exhibits, like the Monsanto Hall of Chemistry and the Dutch Boy Paint Gallery.
Monsanto? What's wrong with them? Oh, wait.
No, what's wrong with them, Brandon?
Yikes. Yikes.
I'm just reading the list. Richfield Oil did sponsor Autopia, so an original opening day attraction. Transworld Airlines sponsored Rocket to the Moon, and American Motor sponsored Circorama. The Nautilus submarine from the 1954 film 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was the centerpiece of an exhibit of the film sets and props, which lasted until 1966. And in 1956, the Skyway Gondola was added, providing transport to Fantasyland.
Which does not exist anymore.
Nope. Well, though, it looks really cool. Mm-hmm. In 1957, the Monsanto House of the Future opened.
Yikes.
And 1958 saw the addition of a station for the railroad. But the big thing came
there
in.
There is still a station for the railroad. Okay.
But are you ready for the big one? 1959. What came in 1959 to Tomorrowland? That was like massive, like crazy.
Massive, crazy 1959. Well,
I want to sing it.
It wasn't Space Mountain because that was in the 60s. Yep. I don't know.
Monorail.
Oh. You know, I thought, yeah, that 59, that makes sense. Yeah.
So 1959, actually, originally when they put in the Matterhorn bobsleds, it was listed as Tomorrowland.
Oh, yes. Really? Mm-hmm. Even though the entrance is like nowhere near Tomorrowland.
Yep. So the monorail system, the Matterhorn bobsleds, and the submarine voyage all came in 1959. So these are like, with the exception of Autopia, these are the things we still have.
Right.
Right. Changes, of course, but still there.
Changes.
Exactly. And the monorail was only kind of sightseeing until 1961 when the track was extended to the Disneyland Hotel station, which is now like the downtown Disney station.
Yeah, was it closer to Disneyland Hotel, or was it?
I think it was just more like there was like a bigger entrance to the Disneyland Hotel, or like a different entrance, because that's all been refurbed.
It's quite a bit away.
Oh, fair bit, but I mean, downtown Disney didn't exist then. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure exactly where that was. So in 1967, the rebuilt Tomorrowland celebrated its grand opening. This one featured some classics that a lot of the like diehard Disney people still think of today, including Adventure Through Inner Space, the updated Autopia, Carousel of Progress, Circle Vision 360, the People Mover, Rocket Jets, and the Tomorrowland Terrace, in addition to the things that still already existed. However, the House of the Future did close shortly after. And at this point, Rocket to the Moon was switched to Flight to the Moon, and Space Mountain was planned for the new Tomorrowland, but was shelved after the death of Walt. And so it was just like, it came back later. Oh, it came later. It didn't come back later. The idea came back later.
They built it in Florida. Yeah. And then they were like, this is awesome. We should build it in Disneyland.
Yeah. But with it, like, as if you watch things like The Imagineering Story or any of those history ones on Disney Plus, which we actually really recommend, or Behind the Attraction, that's a good one.
The Imagineering Story is really, like, superb.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the Attraction, hit and miss, but.
Yeah. But I highly recommend both of them anyway. They offer good information. There's a lot of overlap in the information, but they do talk about Space Mountain and the effect of...
Space Mountain!
Exactly. The effect of the death of Walt on the company. So that was one of the things.
Big effect.
Much bigger than that. Yeah. In 1973, Carousel of Progress closed, but it does exist in Magic Kingdom. In 1974, America Sings opened. And in 1975, Flight to the Moon was replaced with Mission to Mars. So when you talk to people who are really nostalgic for like normally I wouldn't go through all these things, but these are things that people are really nostalgic for.
There is a lot of nostalgia in Tomorrowland, and it has the least amount of nostalgia remaining.
Exactly. Well, that's the whole thing.
So they're scared to do anything new, but they also took away all of the stuff that people were nostalgic for.
I'm going to talk about some of that stuff leaving. It's weird. 77 is when they got Space Mountain, and the Starcade Video Arcade right beside it. In 1986, Captain EO, a 3D film starring Michael Jackson and produced by George Lucas, opened in the Magic Eye Theater underneath Space Mountain. And in 87, Star Tours opened. Captain Rex is a big feature, and what's really cool is Captain Rex you can now find as DJ Rex.
Yes!
Yeah. And actually, there's like shout-outs to him in the queue for Star Tours as well. In 1988, America Sings closed and
became
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
A lot of the characters.
Yes. And also, there is one left from America Sings in the Star Tours queue.
I was totally going to say that. Actually, okay. There's two.
Well, there is two.
But
yes.
There's one that you can like really tell they're geese.
Yes.
Yes.
They're skinned geese.
Yes.
They look cute because they're droids.
They're the droids G24T and G29T, as in geese, too. Yeah. By the 1990s, more Tomorrowland attractions closed. Mission to Mars closed in 1992. The People Mover closed in 1995.
Circle what happened Vision... to the People Mover? Yeah, okay, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll
exactly. That. Circle Vision 360 and the Rocket Jacks closed in 1997. And the latter three closed in preparation for the new Tomorrowland, which was 1998. Okay. Now, this was interesting. 1998, rethemed Tomorrowland, similar, like, was inspired by Disneyland Paris's Discoveryland, which basically was blue and white. Blue and white paint was recovered golden brown, trying to inspired by, like, Jules Verne.
Yes, because Disneyland Paris is very Jules Verne inspired.
Yes. And you can see elements of that have been painted over now. So new additions.
Which really works. Yeah. I'm just going to say it really
works. Well, except they didn't stick with it because. So new additions at this point included the Astro Orbiter, which is actually, like, a really cool thing that you see when you walk into.
But the Astro Orbiter originally was, like, much, like, it was put on top of something, and now it's, like, at the entrance, right?
Is it the entrance? I think you're thinking of Rocket Rods.
No, it was up higher. They moved it.
Okay, maybe. But anyway, it used to be golden brown.
Mm-hmm.
Cosmic Wave showed up then. Innoventions, Rocket Rods, again, different Rocket Rods. Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, the American Space Experience, the Observation, and Red Rocket's Pizza Port. Autopia, the Disneyland Monorail, Space Mountain, Starcade, Star Tours, Submarine Voyage, and Tomorrowland Terrace all remained with just some cosmetic changes. Basically, though, the new Tomorrowland was plagued by budget cuts and is considered to be a failure because they didn't lean into it.
Yes. That.
Right? There's like, okay, so they got a couple new things, which was great, but they, like, closed other things and just slapped some paint on other things. The big problem is Rocket Rods, the centerpiece of the new Tomorrowland, faced problems from the start. It was a high-speed attraction which ran on the former tracks of a slow-moving People Mover, and budget cuts eliminated the possibility for bank turns, so the Rocket Rod vehicles had to brake before every significant turn, so accelerating and braking basically meant it broke all the time. So it was closed for most of the first summer. It eventually reopened, closed again like a year later or a year and a half later in 2000 for refurbishment, with a promise the ride would open in spring 2001, and no work was done at all. And then in April 2001, Disney admitted the ride would never reopen. The track is still standing.
Yeah, you can see where the People Mover. I don't even want to talk about Rocket Rods.
Okay, well, I'm not done. The Observatron is a kinetic sculpture utilizing the ride system of the former Rocket Jets attraction. Replacing the rockets with faux satellite dishes, and every 15 minutes, the Observatron would play music and move.
Mm-hmm.
The sculpture has barely worked over the years. The Classic Submarine Voyage attraction closed in 1998, apparently due to high operational cost. But has been since come back as Finding Nemo, but kind of not right now.
Well, it's coming back. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh, I'm not done yet.
So let's just take a pause. The Rocket Jets. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's what's the Astro Orbiter replaced.
Yes.
The Rocket Jets used to be up high,
mm-hmm.
and the Astro Orbiter was gonna go up there, but they were like, oh, it's actually too heavy.
Right.
To put there.
And it's such a cool, it's actually like a really cool structure.
It is a super cool structure, yeah. But where it is, it's like, meh.
It's cool walking in, but it's going to be really hard not to talk about this, so let's just say it. It's really cool walking in because it's exciting and it's moving and it's kinetic energy and it's the only kinetic energy you have in the entire place.
Well, yes, because the only thing that's moving outside is the Astro Orbiter. Like, the Autopia could be kinetic energy, but it's all hidden in the background.
Which is kind of cool when you're on Autopia. But...
It also takes a lot of real estate up, Autopia. I actually like Autopia more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a lot of kinetic energy in Tomorrowland, and yes, we don't have it.
So, two other new Tomorrowland attractions had very short lives. Again, budget cuts. The Cosmic Waves, which is a series of walk-through fountains, was removed around 2002 after guests essentially turned it into a public communal bath.
What?
Yeah, they basically just go in the water all the time. I actually remember this, and I was like, you know those things where you're like, am I remembering that, or was it a dream? I was like, why do I remember...
Dream a dream of tomorrow.
I was like, why do I remember walking through a bunch of fountains in Tomorrowland? This is this. Mm. It was Cosmic Waves. I must have been like 12 or something. It was removed around 2002, and the American Space Experience closed in 2003. In 2000, the 1967-era Tomorrowland and Fantasyland Autopias were combined into one single attraction. They did have two at that point. With updated cars.
They had two Autopias?
Yes. Or like, really? Yeah, it kind of like diverged. Yeah. So they had like two lineups in the... Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. With updated cars and a new queue building. And in 2003, Space Mountain closed to begin work on a long-rumored complete refurbishment and rebuild. And in October, it was painted back to the original white. For the 50th anniversary...
I do think Space Mountain looks really good.
I think so, too. White, so. I agree. So, we're coming up to, like, 2005 now, time-wise. Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters opened in the former Circle Vision... That's where Circle Vision 360 used to be, and the Rocket Rods queue was there, too. And the new Space Mountain opened. Most of the land's brown and gold paint scheme was eliminated, because you know what? They're just going to pretend that whole redo didn't happen in the 90s, okay?
Yeah.
The new blue, silver, and white scheme implemented in its place, combined with some of the 1998 elements and even the abandoned tracks that are hanging over there, really depressing, were painted white. And the Astro Orbiter
From the Pupil Mover / Rocket Rods.
Exactly. Yeah. The Astro Orbiter...
They're still there.
Yes. The Astro Orbiter didn't get a paint job right away until 2009, so it was, like, really out of place and weird. In 2007, Submarine Voyage reopened as the Finding Nemo Submarine Voyage. Of course, about having to do with Finding Nemo. In 2015, Innoventions closed to be replaced with Marvel...
When did Finding Nemo open?
2007.
Okay, so it was there when I was there, and I think I did go on it.
Yeah, I went on it.
Okay, I'm just trying to place
you're
this
like where
for,
you are with,
for
okay.
my personal...
Yeah, now yeah. these are... We're getting caught up here. So in 2015, Innoventions closed to be replaced with a Marvel meet and greet called Superhero HQ and a walkthrough attraction called Star Wars Launch Bay.
The Star Wars Launch Bay is still there. They've just started opening it again after COVID.
And Captain EO was also closed that year, and the Magic Eye Theater no longer had any permanent attraction. That's right. There's a giant theater sitting there, empty.
That is the running theme of Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm.
Empty space.
Are you excited for this?
Yeah.
In 2019, as part of the Project Stardust initiative to improve the park's
infrastructure. Is that like the Avengers initiative?
Exactly. The decorative rocks that surrounded the Astro Orbiter since 1998 were removed and replaced by planters, much less physically and visually obtrusive, trying to create a new look for the land's entrance. And then they gave facades to either side of the entrance, new metallic paint jobs, new planters, so on and so forth.
They made it look classic Tomorrowland.
Exactly. They're like, hey, because here is the big problem with Tomorrowland. We've said it before. We're going to say it now. You can't try and do the future when by the time you finish building it, the future, like, it's
the
past.
The future's already happened.
Yeah, the future is the past.
You have to make a fake, like, atomic age future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to pretend that it's 1955 and do, like, a retro future.
Right.
And then that's timeless.
So we talked...
That's the thing about every other land. They're all timeless.
Yes.
Fantasyland. Timeless.
Yes, it's a fairy tale.
Frontierland.
Mm-hmm.
Timeless.
Western.
Adventureland.
Mm-hmm.
Timeless.
And you know what? Okay, pausing, because Adventureland was the last land we talked about. They could learn something from Adventureland, because we talked about how Adventureland is not accurate at all to, like, those places. It's like the 1950 imagined version of those places.
Like, you look at the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
That's not what it's like to cruise through the jungle. it's
but
it's a joke about
told us.
about what you do. Yeah. Like, it's a joke.
It's a joke about the 1950s interpretation of what these things looked like. What they need to do is do the same thing with the 1955 impression of that.
Retrofuturistic is also really in style. It's so very true. Like, it would work really well. Mm-hmm. So just do it. Come on.
So I have a list here, and it's the current attractions: Astro Orbiter, Autopia, Astro Blasters, Monorail, Railroad, Submarines, Space Mountain, Star Tours, the Star Wars Launch Bay,
and
the theater. And now I want to show you the list of everything that is closed.
Here's the thing. Of those things that you said that are actually operating right now, what is actually a Tomorrowland attraction? Because the monorail and train, that's a bit of a cop-out. Okay. Astro Orbiters,
No, that's a Tomorrowland.
That's a Tomorrowland attraction. Autopia. But it's just a little...
Doesn't matter.
It's a Dumbo knockoff at the front of the thing.
But doesn't matter. It's still one. So Astro Orbiter, Autopia, Astro Blasters.
Yep.
Well, Finding Nemo's not open right now, but it's...
It was not open when we were there.
Space Mountain
Space
and
Mountain's
Star Tours.
The big one. And then Star Tours is really cool.
Yeah, that's it.
So that's it.
But the thing is, Frontierland...
And it's huge.
Okay, Frontierland doesn't have very many attractions. Adventureland doesn't have very many attractions. But it uses the space it has well. That's the big complaint with Tomorrowland.
Well, okay. Frontierland and Adventureland have better restaurants as well.
That is true.
Galactic Grill is widely reviled.
What about Alien Pizza Planet?
That is also widely reviled.
Except for the pasta. Apparently the pasta is great and the pizza is terrible.
The restaurant is called Pizza Planet. Don't eat the pizza there.
I also remember
That's ridiculous.
Circle Vision 360 had different shows, and I actually remember going to America the Beautiful, like, in the 90s.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's why I distinctly remember that. My grandma liked it.
I think I saw America the Beautiful
in
Florida.
I'm just showing Brandon. I'm scrolling through. These are all the closed attractions.
Tell me all the closed attractions.
Oh, I can't. There's too many.
Okay. Tell me the best of closed attractions.
No, because they're in...
Tell me the one that you most wanted to go on.
People Mover. It's like iconically...
You never got to go on the People Mover?
I never got to go on the People Mover.
I think
unless I did when I was like five and
I think I went on the People Mover in Florida.
I feel like I didn't, but if I...
Different. It's different, but yes.
If I did, it was when I was five. I don't remember it. I remember a lot of things from that trip, but I don't remember that. The flying saucers are a cool concept, but of course...
Oh, well,
they've tried
that several times, including in California Adventure.
Yeah.
That's a lost cause there, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many things that closed.
I would have liked to see Captain EO.
They
should bring that back.
Yeah. And well, because there was Captain EO, and then there was the Captain EO tribute, and I feel like I didn't see either of them. I did like Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, though. That was in the same theater.
The Captain EO tribute, was that the greatest song in the world?
Yeah, no, it's just
no,
a tribute.
Just tribute? Okay. Okay, that's the second Tenacious D reference that I've made this.
Yeah, I don't know. You should go listen to him, I guess. kids don't, though. The Honey, I Shrunk the Audience was, like, grotesquely underrated, though. That was so fun.
I apologize for the wind. It blows.
Boo. But anyway, one thing, and there was a bunch of entertainment, of course, that's changed, but one thing I do want to mention is, so there's all these, well, in 2019
at D23,
in 2019, they announced they were going to be renovating or, like, doing an overhaul of Tomorrowland as part of this whole Project Stardust or whatever it was called, right?
And then... What happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
So now there's like rumors about, oh, maybe they will, but of course they're also redoing Toontown and...
Thank goodness, because as much as Tomorrowland makes me sad, Toontown made me more sad.
That's very true. So, yeah, it's... Tomorrowland needs some help, but it wasn't the most desperate thing that needed help. And like, I'm not even upset about things like...
So they can do easy things with Tomorrowland, like... ship Darth Vader out there to do meet and greets.
Yeah.
And then, oh, suddenly Tomorrowland is cool again.
Well, so they had Darth Vader there. And
yeah, like just
this last week, 2 weeks ago. And now they have Lightyear, and apparently he's doing meet and greets right outside of Space Mountain.
Makes sense. You got your Astro Blasters there, and then Space Mountain is kind of like, you combine the two, and that's that's what this Lightyear movie is.
The big thing it is lacking, and I think it must have been Fresh Baked or something we were watching online, first talked about how you're like, you can't quite put your finger on it, but it's kinetic energy.
It is kinetic
Everywhere energy. Else has it. But, yeah, I don't know. And I don't want them to get rid of, you know, the Space Mountain structure. I actually really like the Space Mountain structure. But
Originally, Space Mountain was actually supposed to be an interior-exterior roller coaster. That would help with kinetic energy.
That is, yeah.
But, like, just bring back the People Mover.
Literally,
just
that would do so much.
Fix the footings of the People Mover and bring that back.
Yep, that would help so much. And then do something with that giant empty building that was Circle Vision.
The Circle Vision and the
Innoventions that's now
the Innoventions building is the big one. That's
huge.
It's where they have like Star Wars meet and greets now.
But like sometimes, like, and only for Magic Key. Sometimes
it could be so much more. Yeah. It could be a full fledged. There's so much room, and Disneyland is suffering.
Well, that's the thing
for land. Land
it
area.
Needs land space, and like you have this, and you have two attractions that take up huge footprint, which is Autopia and Submarines. And a lot of people say, "Well, get rid of them." Maybe, but I think your first priority has to be get the stuff working or get stuff used that's sitting there empty before you try and get rid of stuff that is actually working.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my rant. I actually like Tomorrowland just fine.
Tomorrowland actually would be my favorite.
If it worked?
If it was.
It has the potential to be your favorite.
Good.
No, because there is Star Wars Land now.
Right. Wow.
It would be your second favorite.
Right. Okay. Fair.
But I actually really like Tomorrowland. We spent a lot of time in Tomorrowland, but it was like to do the specific things and then leave. You're not like hanging out for fun in Tomorrowland. I could hang out for fun in Frontierland, Adventureland, Fantasyland.
Yeah.
Everywhere else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Star Wars Land.
Well, yes, we did hang out for fun lots in Star Wars.
Even Avengers Campus, which a lot of people think is really lame theming.
Oh, I think it works.
I think it works really well because they have so many characters, mm-hmm. and like Pym's is a great hangout spot.
Yeah, there's nothing like that.
There's nothing like that. Like they have a fair bit of seating around Galactic Grill, but like the food is so terrible that no one bothers with it. So.
Tell us if you like something from Galactic Grill that we should try and give it a chance. Like, that'd be a great... That would be a great thing we'd like to hear some buzz about.
get out of here. Disneyland actually has, like, surprisingly good food mm-hmm. in general for theme park food, but Galactic Grill is a consistent letdown, so...
And that's the thing, is like, there's such good things elsewhere. Why would you go to that place? Mm-hmm. But if there's something you like there, tell us, and maybe we'll be able to give it a chance next time we go, which...
Other than the Darth by Chocolate parfait.
Okay, we've never had that, but it looks really, really good.
That does look really good.
There are actually some desserts, because wasn't that where they had the Ahsoka one?
Yes, the Ahsoka... That wasn't for me, because it was, like, orange flavor
or whatever.
Yeah,
but I would have liked it.
The Darth by Chocolate parfait does get rave reviews, but it's not there very much.
No.
So.
Okay, so other than the like very short-term seasonal or special desserts, or I do hear there's some good things at like the nighttime events and stuff, but like on your everyday average...
Well, it's generally like a burger and fries place, and the burgers are not great, and the fries are not great, so...
Exactly. But go get the pasta from Pizza Planet.
Yes.
If you're I always want to say Pizza Port, but it's Pizza Planet.
If you're going to eat in Tomorrowland... Pasta at Pizza Planet.
It's apparently some
is
of
the
best.
Way to go. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, some of the best. Okay. Well, we have talked about this a lot. Any final thoughts on Tomorrowland?
Bring back the People Mover. Don't wreck Space Mountain. Fix Space Mountain so it's not closed all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I have one trivia item for you today.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not confident right now.
It has nothing to do with Tomorrowland.
Okay.
Okay. You know how we were talking about it? There's Obi-Wan?
Hello there.
Exactly. He hasn't said it.
You'll say it next episode. I stake my reputation on it.
That doesn't mean anything.
I don't have much of a reputation, but okay. I stake it on it.
Okay.
He's going to say it next episode.
Okay.
He said it in like, there was like press for it. And
he sat down and went, hello there.
Yes. And Hayden Christensen came out and everyone was cheering and he was like, hello there. It's a thing.
It's
going to happen. It's going to happen.
I'm literally going to cry if it doesn't happen.
I will be kind of upset. I kind of wanted to be like the first thing he said, because he was like quiet for the first episode.
Yeah, and then when he just talks, I'm like, hello there.
And then he said hello, and then there was like a deep breath pause, and I really like...
He did that just to mess with us.
It was... So if it doesn't happen, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, agreed.
It is unfortunate.
Agreed. Okay. So I have a trivia item for you.
Okay.
Okay. So did you know that Obi-Wan has a brother? His name's Colin.
Okay.
Okay.
He
well,
did...
no, not Obi-Wan. Ewan McGregor has a brother.
Oh, okay. I was like, because Obi-Wan did say he had a brother. He didn't remember him in this series. And
oh, that's true.
That's kind of interesting. It's very, very interesting.
Stuff like that doesn't get written for no reason. Okay. So, Ewan McGregor has a brother.
A brother named Colin.
So, Colin McGregor.
Okay. Colin McGregor.
Okay, that sounds very Scottish.
He's an airline pilot, and his call sign is OB2. Wait, was that the trivia? I knew this. Okay, I'm terrible. Okay. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't have trivia for you anymore. I was so excited to tell you that.
Yeah, I knew that. Sorry.
Well, it was really cool. Okay, well, I didn't, and I thought it was really cool.
Top Gun is a good movie. Speaking of fighter pilots... Apparently. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen it yet either.
Okay, well, just for that, we're going to do the outro now.
Okay.
So that is our show for this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You just wait, because I've got news for you, Brandon. You can find a link to his work at our website at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and you can find a link to all of our social media accounts. We are most active on Instagram, but we are also on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube under Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you.
Awesome!
Yeah, and if you want to be awesome, you should do that as well. It helps us a lot, especially on Apple Podcasts. So, hey, Brandon, you know how I had a really cool trivia item and you, like, just totally, totally destroyed it and took it away from me?
I'm sorry for my knowledge. Okay. My vast, vast knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think it's about time you get your head in the game.
Uh-oh.
Because, you gotta get your head in the game.
No! No.
So next week.
No.
Brandon.
No.
Brandon.
No.
Next week is going to be doing some show watching.
I know.
And I'm so excited for it. So.
I'm so sad.
Yeah.
I'm so sad.
Sad like when I wanted to do OB2 as a call sign.
Oh. Why? Okay, okay. Yeah.
So Brandon's going to do some movie watching. Several movies, actually. In one sitting. So we're going to pick an evening. And maybe I'll put this up on Instagram.
I'm going to need some whiskey. I'm just laying this out here right now. I need some whiskey for this.
I feel like if you... maybe you should, like, tweet it or, like, your reactions or something.
I will live tweet this.
Okay. And I
with
will...
With whiskey.
Because this is not going to be a true blind date with Disney, because I have seen these movies. I'm going to be documenting just some basic reactions on Instagram as well of Brandon watching, in succession, all three High School Musical movies.
What have I done to deserve this?
I'm so excited. You definitely don't want to miss this. So be sure to listen to that great adventure. And I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
And TTFN. Ta-ta for
Why
now.
Do I have to be Brandon?
Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? You're there tomorrow.
It's always a day.
You gonna do it?
Way. Okay, that... No, you're gonna have to edit that out.
No, I'm gonna keep
okay,
that in there.
Okay, you're gonna keep it right in there. Okay.